Morning Watch. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as the mystery of God. Saturday, related verses. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Colossians 3:1. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Colossians 2:6-7. And therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Isaiah 37:30-32. This shall be the sign to you. This year you shall eat that which grows up of itself, and the second year that which shoots up from the same, and in the third year sow and reap, and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. And the remnant of those who have escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For a remnant will go forth out of Jerusalem and from Mount Zion those who have escaped. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this. John 15:4-6. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If one does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Suggested reading. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Colossians 3:1. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Before we were rooted in Christ as the good land, we did not have anything positive. Instead, we were involved with the flesh, the ordinances, and the power of darkness. But now that we have been rooted in the good land, the fullness has become ours, and we are supplied with every positive thing. In this all-inclusive and extensive fullness, we have everything. We have God, we have an uplifted humanity, and we have divine attributes and human virtues. Do you need life? It is found in this fullness. Do you need love or patience? They also are included in the fullness. How rich is the soil in which we have been rooted? It supplies us with everything, and we have no lack. We have the all-inclusive, inexhaustible fullness. This fullness dwells in Christ bodily. In him, the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead, we are made full. If we take time to enjoy the Lord, we shall take adequate time to absorb him. We have heard a number of messages concerning who the Lord is, what he is, and where he is. We have also learned how to exercise our spirit to contact him. But now we must take sufficient time to absorb him. We should not be lazy or indolent in this matter. From my experience, I can testify strongly that when we take time to enjoy the Lord, all the elements of the rich soil are absorbed into us. If you fail to absorb the Lord in the morning, you are apt to be troubled by flies and scorpions. Many saints can testify that absorbing the Lord in the morning supplies them with the best insect repellent. However, we should spend time with the Lord not only in the morning, but also throughout the day. If we are not faithful to take time to absorb the Lord, our condition will gradually deteriorate. Our experience confirms this. Let us turn from our thought, emotion, and intention and open ourselves to the Lord exercise me our spirit to say, O Lord Jesus, I love you, I worship you, and I adore you. Lord, I give myself to you. I give you my heart and everything concerning this day. As you contact the Lord in this way, do not be hurried. Take time, the more the better. As you spend time contacting the Lord, spontaneously you will absorb into you the riches of the soil, the fullness, the circumcision, the burial, the raising up, the imparting of life, the wiping out of the ordinances, and the stripping off of the authorities will be yours. All these facts in the book of Colossians will become your experience. Whereas the facts are in Christ, the experience is by Christ. We experience these things as we contact the Lord and are one with Him in a practical way. Recently, I have been praying to the Lord every morning. Lord, grant me the grace to live one spirit with you. Lord, I have no doubt that you are one spirit with me. But Lord, I ask you to remind me that I am one spirit with you. The more we live one spirit with the Lord, the more we experience the all-inclusive and extensive Christ revealed in Colossians. All those things that are facts in Christ thus become our experience by Him and with Him. Oh, let us absorb Him, enjoy Him, and experience Him. Praise Him that we have been rooted in a rich, fertile soil filled with the divine attributes and uplifted human virtues. Everything we need is in this soil, in this good land in which we have been rooted. For the practice of the church life, let us stay rooted in this soil and absorb all its riches.